verskil op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Wonderlik, dit is weer ons program Gemaak 'n Verskil in die Lewe daar buite. Dis sessie nommer 2. Ons gaan aanhou praat oor hierdie onderwerp van leadership and why it's so important. Now I know from my side being at business school, love talking about leadership. But is this, you know, I ask my question, if we do so much training about leadership, why do we have so many problems in the world today? Are we really serious? Do we really understand leadership? So in this session, we're going to take it further. We're going to bring in the stuff of character and trust and responsibility. So my two special people again, and I'm going to ask them to jump in as quickly as possible. Again, I'm going to ask Bruce. Bruce, thank you very much for being here with session number 2. And then I'm going to ask Leon also join us because he's got some wisdom that he would like to share with us. But Bruce, I'm going to start with you. Carry on. Tell me, why is this so important? Where does this fit in, the stuff of character and trust and all these type of things?
Well, the practical side of leadership, coming out of a relationship with Christ and Christ working in and through me and changing me, he changes my character. And what that looks like is integrity. It looks like being honest and being trustworthy. The Bible actually says that, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found trustworthy. Well, that's what leadership is. To trust somebody is I can count on them. They are either consistent, I can believe in them, I can follow them. And without trust, people will not follow. And so there's a way of building trust, and there's a way of trying to either manipulate people or build trust. So we can talk a little bit more about this building of trust, but trust is the relationship of integrity to the other person, and trust is how that relationship looks.
Oh, brilliant. And I like your emphasis. You put so much emphasis on trust. That is the starting point. In other words, is your word still your word? Can you trust the person? And without that, there's going to be serious problem. I know we're sitting in the world today with huge issues about this. Yes, Leon, and I'm going to ask you, just jump in what is in your heart, and then I'm going to come back to Bruce again.
Well, this is coming back to the fact that I'm a businessman, a Christian businessman. You know, when I read the Bible, I never see in the Bible where God says, go and make money. But God says, go and be my disciple. In other words, take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world that you are going into. So I go into the business world. And so what is my emphasis? Is my emphasis to make money, or is my emphasis to make disciples, to share the word of God, the freedom that comes from that, the joy that comes from that, the character that comes from knowing Christ? This very friend of mine, Bruce, one day planted a verse of the Bible in my heart, which Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. You know, when I talk about glory, because all of us are going to be going to glory one day, and it's where are we going? Where do we find that glory? And I want to know that my future is secure because my glory is in Christ Jesus. And that's what I take into the business world, to share with people, to make known to them that I am a Christian and I do my business according to God's word. And so my hope is truly that I represent Christ in the business world and that people can trust the very character of my leadership as far as that is concerned.
Wow, I just love it, Leon. Thanks for that. And again, to our listeners, please, if you want to get involved with training and leadership and all these type of things, but with a new emphasis, not the old stuff that is often not working, but the emphasis on, as Leon mentioned, the kingdom principle, Christ in me. Bruce, you listened to us so far. What's on your heart? Take it further.
Well, as Leon said, we trust in three things. We trust in somebody. We trust in Christ. We trust in character, and we trust in competence. So trust begins with this relationship with Christ, Christ in me and Christ through me. But then that looks like character. And we talked about it in the first session about character and integrity. But That character leads to trust. That's what people can trust in. And the question is, how do I build trust mm-hmm. with people? What does that look like? Well, there's some different ways we can build trust. First of all is that we talk straight to people. We talk direct. We're not trying to give them half the story or sugarcoat things or make things unbelievable, but we just tell people the truth. Let them know where we stand and understand where they stand. That's number one. Number two to build trust is to demonstrate respect. Treat and value people for who they are, not for what you can get out of them. Treat them with kindness and care. Number three is create an environment of transparency. There's openness that if we have a difference of opinion, I can share that. We can be honest with one another and we can agree, and sometimes we can agree to disagree, but at least there's an openness. We're not trying to manipulate or move over people. So, and then finally we show loyalty. We believe in the best about people. And so as to build trust is, I'm not looking at your faults. I'm looking at what's best in you and trying to draw the best out of you. That's what builds trust. If I'm fault finding, I'm going to be putting people down and people will not follow.
Oh, wonderful stuff. And again, I want to say, you're listening to The Other Side, and I want to repeat a couple of things that Bruce just said. You talk about don't sugarcoat, be honest. You talk about the loyalty, respect, the kindness, the care, and then vitally transparency. We're living in a world today, and I know it's tough time, election time, and all these type of things, and I'm not sure how you're always going to elect a leader, but I would suggest please keep these principles in mind, because we sometimes, you know, we listen to people and we ask ourselves, are they really truthful? Are they loyal? Are they showing respect? What about the kindness and then vital? What about the transparency? That to me is crucial. Leon, you want to add something from your side before we start wrapping up the session?
Absolutely. I think what Bruce had mentioned here, respect, is a very important part to leadership. And for me as a man, as a husband, respect starts at the home. How do I treat my wife? How do I treat my children? Do I respect them to tell the truth? Do I respect them to treat them as God would want me to treat them? Do I do the things with my clients in the way that God had prescribed that I should do business? So respect is a very great part of leadership. And if we don't do it at home, where will we do it then others? You know, we need to do it everywhere. And everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we bring to the table needs to be coated with that thing called respect. And that is a very important part of leadership.
I'm grateful that you've mentioned it. I'm thinking back of research from Harvard Business School. And they've mentioned brilliant research. The two things is going to make a difference in the leader's trust and respect. And if you don't see it, there's going to be certain implications. And I'm grateful that you've mentioned it. And then also the emphasis on, hey, let's start at home. Mm-hmm. To our listeners outside, you're sitting and say, well, listen, Mario, this is great stuff, but how can I get involved? And I want to say, because in the next session, we're going to talk about things like servant leadership. There's some brilliant material. There's some information that's available. And ek wil vir ons luisteraars sê, kom connect, as ek daai woord kan gebruik met ons. Kom gesels met ons. Ek sê jou graag wil oplei. I believe in the principle of multiplication. I don't like this idea of keeping the stuff and information for ourselves. And that's exactly the reason why I've asked my two special people, join us, share with your wisdom. My cell phone, kom ek gee dit gou vir julle, 082-88-2903. And what I'm asking you, please send me a WhatsApp message, send me your email number, because we've got some slides and information about more information and what else you can do. I'm looking forward to a conference on this topic, and that's why we're going to talk in the next session about, is there something about leadership, specifically servant leadership? Is it still valid today, or is it something, say, Mario, forget about it, it's not working anymore? So I'm going to put my two special people again. I'm going to challenge them and say, well, listen, is this really serious? Do you still believe this is applicable? Moet ons die een wang draai, of is it okay? So it's going to be a wonderful discussion. So again, from my side, thank you very much. Keep on listening so that you can make the difference. And I want to close always by final words. Go and make a difference. Stay blessed and keep on mind in terms of reading and connect with us, as I explained to you. 082-88-2903. Be blessed.
verskil is te kry op potgooi via Tygerberg 104 FM se app, oftewel toepassing.